everyone. I am Dr. Sharon H. Porter, Leadership Development Coach and Coordinator for the Assistant Principal Induction Program for the Office of Talent Development with Prince George's County Public School. And this is the PGCPS APIP Leadership Chat. And today we are getting to know a little better Dr. Shalita Campbell. Dr. Campbell is a native Washingtonian who received her grade school education from both District of Columbia Public Schools and Prince George's County Public Schools. She is a proud graduate of Crossland High School, class of 1998. Thereafter, she immediately obtained her undergraduate visual and performing arts dance degree from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Shortly after obtaining her undergraduate degree, she found herself returning to her first love, working with children through substitute teaching. After 10 years in the classroom, she was promoted as a district-wide mentor teacher with the Office of Talent Development. As a mentor teacher, she supported thousands of teachers and school leaders through systemic professional development. She was charged with coordinating the annual four-day PGCPS New Teacher Boot Camp Conference, which provides a critical jumpstart for new teachers through action-packed professional development, resources, and strategies to maximize student learning for the new school year. During her time as mentor teacher, she completed her doctorate degree in educational leadership as part of her aspirations to advocate teacher voices, impact teacher retention rates, and positively support effective systemic change. And I would like to welcome Dr. Shalita Campbell. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Dr. Porter.
Absolutely. And congratulations on your most recent appointment to assistant principal at Greenbelt Middle School.
Thank you. I am so excited that we are bearing greatness here at Greenbelt Middle School.
I love it. So please tell us, why did you want to become an assistant principal?
I wanted to become an assistant principal because I knew that I could have a greater impact on a larger student body, and I also get to have an impact on teacher leadership. I have an equal passion for serving students and growing teacher leaders, and I actually miss not having a body of students to be attached to me, like in the classroom. And so having an opportunity to come back in on another level as assistant principal gives me the opportunity to do both. I can now be attached to my new 325 sixth graders, and I also get to grow teacher capacity, which is where I'm most passionate. So this gives me the opportunity to do that, as well as to grow further in my leadership as I aspire to be a principal.
Awesome. And so you have held many different positions in many different educational settings. Who has been an educational mentor to you?
I have a few, but I'm going to start with my very first one. When I was about 14 years old, I was volunteering, getting a little stipend paycheck over the summer, and I was volunteering at a local church summer camp, and it was an educational summer camp. And so there, I was just excited to be there and get a little stipend, and there was a lady by the name of Ms. Arie Scott, who's now retired from Prince George's County Public Schools, and she looked at me and she said, "You know, I can sense there's a calling on your life. You're going to be a teacher." I looked at her sideways because I was an artsy person. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to go to school for dance, and I'm going to be an artist. And so it was at that space where she assigned me to a classroom, my first class. I taught PE at this enrichment camp at the local church, and I fell in love with it. And so at the age of 14, I started writing lesson plans. And, you know, not knowing much, but that's where I started my first experience. And it was all because of that wonderful retired teacher, Mrs. Arie Scott, who introduced me into education. So every summer thereafter, all the way through college, I worked at that same summer camp, and I just kind of grew my knowledge, and I learned so much from her. Later, as I got into my career, I got very close with every school leader in which I worked, and I would just stay under them and just try to learn. And so they were my unofficial mentors, but I always stayed close to my principals and assistant principals to learn anything I could. Most recently, as I was transitioning from a classroom teacher 4 years ago to more of a leadership role, I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Kenneth Nance. I invited him to come out to speak at New Teacher Boot Camp, and I really enjoyed what he was saying to new teachers as he was inspiring them. And it was at that space I had to kind of find the courage to ask if he could be my mentor. And I knew I needed some growth, but I just needed a little guidance. And so he made a monumental impact about how to grow as a leader and how to, you know, separate myself as a classroom teacher to a teacher leader to a school leader. And so he's been mentoring me for about a year, and I have to say it has been a great experience just learning and listening. And, you know, mission was accomplished, and I'm thankful that I was able to actually earn this assistant principal position this year. And everything that I learned under his mentorship has come to pass just in the few short days I've been in this role. So I'm very thankful to actually have mentorship around leadership growth. I never thought about that in the past. So this has been definitely a growing year for me, and I truly value having mentors. So now I tell everybody, get a mentor, get a mentor, get a mentor. So I am a huge proponent of having a mentor. It definitely has helped me out.
Awesome. And what in your educational career do you feel has most prepared you for this new role as an assistant principal?
Well, I think it's a combination of all the experiences I've had in education. So as a classroom teacher, I always reflect back on the things that I felt and the things that I needed from my administration, and I kept that in mind as I aspired to become an assistant principal. Also, when I went to get my master's degree in administration, that helped to give me the lens of how a school leader views things, and when I started learning that lens as a classroom teacher, that gave me a sense of what I should do when I become a leader. Most recently, when I was appointed as a mentor teacher 4 years ago, having that central office experience with doing district-wide programming and traveling to different schools every day, I was afforded to witness a lot of great things. And in all those things that I observed, it allowed me to develop a toolkit to prepare to lead a building. And so with that being said, I think that working for the Office of Talent Development had a monumental impact with me understanding how to be flexible and fluid depending on the needs of the schools at that time, because I've been able to witness so many. So those experiences, I think, have really given me a very unique lens to work as an assistant principal.
Awesome. So what are you most looking forward to this school year?
So this year, I am most looking forward to actually being intentional about everything that I do. Being intentional was something that I learned as a mentor teacher, but I'm excited about knowing how to leverage my strengths. I learned about my strengths, and my top strength is consistency. And so I've learned now how to take those strengths and leverage them where needed. So I'm most excited about incorporating what I've learned and also taking all that knowledge that I got from that central office experience and then bringing it here to a building level where I can support and grow my teachers and actually, you know, help my students to achieve at a greater level. So I have a lot in me to pour out, and I'm excited about actually laying that foundation with all that I've been blessed to receive over the last 15 years. So I am very excited to give back what has been given to me.
Well, awesome. I tell you, I just want to say, first of all, thank you for allowing us to get to know Dr. Shalita Campbell just a little more. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely, and we want to wish you an awesome 2018-19 school year as you embark on your first year as an assistant principal.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
So, guys, this is the PGCPS APIP Leadership Chat. I want to say thank you. Please follow APIP across all social media platforms at APIPPGCPS. Thank you.